So let's begin. We'll talk about the Chad Gadya. The Chad Gadya is a song which it's a sickle, you know, it sounds like a funny story. It sounds like a nice story. It seems to have no shaykhis whatsoever to anything. Forget about the Haggadah, but it seems to have nothing to do with anything. It's a guy goes, he buys some animals, gives it to his kids, you know, like, what's going on over here? You know, it's strange. It's very strange. And we'll try to give a little bit of explanation as to, first of all, what it means, and second of all, why it is that we spend time on the Leila Seder when there's a mitzvah to be talking about other things. Like my Rebbe, Moshe Twersky, Zechazar of Kodesh Levracha, one time said that it's brought down in Halacha, a person should be careful to not say Dvarim Betalim on the Leila Seder. During the Suda, you shouldn't say Dvarim Betalim. So he said, I don't understand. How could a person even think about saying Dvarim Betalim by the Leila Seder if every second that you speak in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, what's it called? Is a mitzvah. So who would ever imagine, who would ever think that they're going to say Dvarim Betalim? It doesn't make any sense. Very shver. So Im Kain, why is there a song, Chad Gadya, that seems like Dvarim Betalim at the end of the Seder, Leila Seder? Very hard to understand. So let's begin. The Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on Chad Gadya. And not only did he write a pirish, but his Talmud, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mishklov, wrote a pirish on the Vilna Gaon's pirish. And Rav Shlomo Brevda, who was alive recently, I used to go hear him a lot, and he dedicated his life to giving shmuzen to Klai Yisrael all over the world, number one. And number two, to publishing the ksavim of the Vilna Gaon with elucidations. So one of the things which he did was he published the pirish of the Vilna Gaon on Chad Gadya, and he has a pirish on it too. So let's begin. It starts like this. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. What is Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya? So normally in a song, we know that a lot of times there's a part of the song which is repeated, right? You're singing it, you want it to flow, it sounds good. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, or whatever the tune is, right? But in this, like the Vilna Gaon, nothing is being repeated. Everything is very, very precise. The reason why it says Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, is because there was a point in history when there was Chad Gadya and another Chad Gadya, not two Gdiyim, but rather one Gadya and another Gadya. When was that? That was when Rivka Imenu gave the two Gediye Izim, which she had in her backyard, to Yaakov Avinu to bring them to Yitzchak Avinu to get the brachos. Rashi over there explains, it's all Pita Gemara, that when Rivka said, bring me two Gediye Izim from the backyard. So the Gemara says, does Yitzchak Avinu eat two Gediye Izim? It's a lot of food for Yitzchak Avinu. Very strange. Teretz is, one Gedi was for the Karban Chagiga, and the other Gedi was for the Karban Pesach, because it was Leila Seder. It was Leila Seder when that was taking place. So therefore, Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Dizabin Abba betray Zuze. What does that mean? Dizabin Abba betray Zuze. Yaakov Avinu bought the two Gadyas with two Zuzim? No. What were these two Gadyas being used for? These two Gadyas were being used to achieve Yaakov Avinu getting the brachos from Yitzchak, the brachos which were really reserved for the Bechaira.
So one of them was for the Korban Pesach, and one of them was for what?
Korban Chagiga. So these two Gadyas were really being used to get the Bechaira, to get the brachos, I mean, which were for the Bechaira. In other words, whoever's the Bechar, he's going to be the one to getting the brachos. Yaakov Avinu, was he the Bechar? He wasn't the Bechar. How is he getting these brachos? The Teretz is, the Zabin Abba betray Zuze. Zabin Abba betray Zuze. Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechaira for two Zuz. What are the two Zuz that Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechaira for? He bought the Bechaira with the Nezid Adashim, the Pasuk says. And the other thing he paid was the Lechem. So that's qualifying for the two Zuz of the Bechayra. I mean, which Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechayra. So Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, Yaakov Avinu took two Gediyei Izim, one for the Korban Chagiga, one for the Korban Pesach, to get the brachos of the Bechayra. And the reason why he was the one to get the brachos of the Bechayra is because he bought the Bechayra, Abba, he bought the Bechayra, father, bought the Bechayra for two things, the Nazir HaDashim and the Lechem. And Mimela, what ends up happening is that we're in a situation where we need Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. What is the Chad Gadya the second time? Chad Gadya the second time is that now Esav is very upset. And now we're in a situation where Yitzchak Avinu says that if you're going to keep the mitzvos, then you're going to get the brachos. If you're not going to keep the mitzvos, then Esav is going to be in charge. So in order to make sure that we get the brachos and to we get the Shmiras HaMitzvos, we know that there's another incident in our history when we have two Gadyas, which is the Shnei Seirei Izim of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. One Gadya is the Sar LaShem. The other Gadya is the Sar LaZazel. So the Sar LaShem, it says in the Gemara, is to be Mechaper on all the mitzvahs. I know all the Averis that Klal Yisrael did. So that's making sure that we have the Shmiras HaMitzvos. And the other Gadya is the Sar LaZazel, which it says is to be feeding Esav. That's the Lashon Chazal used. It's to feed Esav. So in other words, we have Chad Gadya, the two Gdiyizim, to get the brachos, Karbach Higgin and Karbach Pesach, which Yaakov Avinu deserved because he bought the Bechayra. And now, to keep that going, we need another Chad Gadya, the two Siraizim of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. It's incredible how the Vilna Gaon, you know, learned it up. Kanayin Har. We should be zeichet to such godless and Torah. The Asa Shunra v'achlal Gadya, comes the Shunra. Now, what in the world is the Shunra doing? Who is the Shunra? What is the Shunra? Zok the Vilna Gaon, the nature of Shunra is that it is jealous. It's jealous of other cats. It says in Chazal that the character, every animal has a different character. The character of cats is that they are jealous of other cats. And therefore, Shunra represents jealousy. The jealousy ate the Gadya. What does that mean? The jealousy ate the Gadya. Yaakov Avinu, he got the Bechayra. And then what did he do? He wanted to pass that Bechayra on to his Bechar. Who was his Bechar? He wanted to marry Rachel. Rachel was his ideal, his first choice wife. So his Bechar was Yosef HaTzadik. And we know that this is represented by the fact that Yaakov Avinu gave him a Ksonas Pasim. What is a Ksonas? A Ksonas is the name of the clothing that the Kohanim did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They worked with a Ksonas. So that means that Yosef HaTzadik, who was the Bechor of Yaakov Avinu, received the Ksonas because Yaakov Avinu knew that the Bechor was going to be doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, like Chazal say, before the Chet Egel and Levi took over the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, who was supposed to be the Bechoros. So therefore, Yosef HaTzadik got this Ksonas Pasim, and he was meant to be doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash through his Bechoira. V'asa Shunra, the jealousy of the Shvatim, which came from this, ate the Gadya. It ate the Yosef, the Bechor, and took off his Ksoinus, dipped it into Gedi, the blood of a Gedi, the Pasuk says. Unbelievable. Blood of a Gedi, because the Gedi is representing this Indian over here. And they sent him down to the tribe. The Asa Kalba, the Noshach L'Shunra. What's the Kalba? The Kalba is representative of Paroi and Mitzrayim. Paroi and Mitzrayim are represented as a dog. If it happens to be that if you look in the Medrash says that the Mitzrayim had a tremendous, I don't know what the word is, they were really into dogs. Maybe David could help us out with the word over here, right? They were very into dogs. And
not only were they
into, what was the word?
Affinity.
Fascination, affinity, infatuation, maybe. Yeah? They were infatuated with the dogs. Not only were they infatuated with the dogs.
What's a bad fetish for dogs?
Yeah, exactly. So Lamaisa, they were into dogs. Not only were they into dogs, but their Avodah Zarah, Baal Tzifon, we know was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, it was right on the outskirts of Mitzrayim, was the last one that didn't get destroyed during Makkos Bechoros. So it says the Baal Tzifon had a image of a dog etched into it. And the gematria of Baal Tzifon is Kelev Ra. That's the gematria of Baal Tzifon. This is all the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon is explaining over here together with this Talmud, Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, or Mendel Shklover, as he's known amongst the Talmidei Hagra. I'll call upon him. So, very into dogs. And it happens to be that they don't quote this part, but people who study, you know, history, ancient history and hieroglyphics and things like that, you see all over that there's dogs, right? Bentley, take a look at your piece of papyrus that you have over there and see, you'll see dogs on it, right? That's how it is. The Mitzrim, they have dogs everywhere in their hieroglyphics. So they're very into the dogs, and the dog represents Paro, it represents Mitzrayim, and it's brought in the Zohar also in a few places that we compare the Mitzrayim to dogs. So the Kalba, the dog, which is Mitzrayim, came and bit the cat, the jealousy. What does that mean? That means that because of the chait, of the jealousy of Paro, of the Shvatim, I mean, Klai Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim, and they were in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And I want to be ma'asif a little bit more on this Vilna Gaon, that not only did they have to go into the Shibud of Mitzrayim, but we know that as a result of being in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the element of the jealousy of Klai Yisrael was cured to a degree. Because like we know, now when there's a common enemy, so then it breathed the Achdus. And the Shvatim were brought together. There was more Achdus in Klai Yisrael as a result of the Shibud Mitzrayim. To the point that when Klai Yisrael came to Mamre Sinai, they wanted a Madrega of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har Ke'ish Echad V'Lev Echad. It was a tremendous Achdus that they achieved through the Shibud Mitzrayim, through the bite of the dog, the Egyptians. Okay. So we have the dog, Mitzrayim, came and bit the Shunra, the cat, the jealousy of the Shvatim. Basa Chutra, and comes the stick, Vehikul Kalba, and hits the dog. And this is probably the easiest one for us to figure out. The stick is referring to the Mata of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mata of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how he did the Makos. That's how Klai Yisrael were able to hit the Mitzrayim, smite the Egyptians, as it says in the Arch Scroll. Right, so zehamata shehikol paro zok the Vilna Gaon. That's how they did the makos, and not just in Mitzrayim, but we know that the schus of the mata stayed with Klai Yisrael. It says in Chazal all the way through Bayis Rishon till Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Churban Beis Hamikdash came. That's when Klai Yisrael lost the schus of the mata of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Churban Beis HaMikdash happen? Churban Beis Rishon, we know, happened because of three Averis. Gimel Averis Chamuros. Gil Arayas, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. You want to hear this one? Check this out. Zok de Vilna Gaon. Gimel Averis Chamuros. There's Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashar, Ba'abar, Ba'amav, Ba'hever. Shar Bar Mave Hever, four Mazikim. These four Mazikim represent the four Averis that between the four of them brought down the destruction of the Batei HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was Gil Arash V'Chazam and Avodah Zarah. That's three of the Mazikim. And the second Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinam, which is the fourth Mazik. The way it goes is like this. Ashar, that's Sinas Chinam. He explains, we'll get to it in a minute. Bar ba'mave ba'hever. Bar is shvichas damim, is killing. A bar kills. Mave, the Gemara says, is a lashon of being megale, gol. That's why it's shein, because it reveals the teeth when it eats, right? And hever is fire, eish. So what's the eish? Eish represents avodah zarah. Like it says that when Chazal daven to get rid of the Yetzirah for avodah zarah, a eish like a lion came out of the base kachya kadashim. Zakta vilna gon. That the Iker Aveira of the Gimel Averos Chamuros that Klai Yisrael did, which brought the Churban Beis HaMikdash, was Avodah Zarah. Interesting. Not the Gimel Averos Chamuros together, but rather, Be'iker, he says, it was Avodah Zarah. Nisraf Beis HaMikdash Ba'avoin Avodah Zarah. That's the Nura. Asa Nura V'saraf L'chutra. Klai Yisrael lost the Schos of the Mate, which they were able to use throughout the Bais Rishon, even though they didn't actually pick it up and use it, but the fact that they had it amongst them in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a schus for them, and through that, they were able to achieve many things. But with the chait of Avodah Zarah, they lost it. Asa Nura V'Sarat L'Chutra. But don't worry, because Asa Maya of a Kavala Nura. The water came and put out the fire. What's the water that put out the fire? Anche Knesset Gdoila, Gdoile Toira, Toira's Nimshala Lamayim, the Klai Yisrael, who the Vilna Gaon brings, that the Soif Hatachlis is water, as Adam, Soif Kala Adam is the water which always goes downward, the power of gravity, and that is the opposite of fire, which goes upward, right? So the idea is that the Yetzihara is trying to bring a person to have gaiva, but the water is going down, is giving a person anava, is trying to make a person realize, don't be mizgoe, but rather remember that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chois b'tshuva ma'isim toivim. And through that, Koyach, Klai Yisrael was able to get rid of the Yetzihara Avodah Zarah. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah were able to daven and get rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, until the fire came out of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Asa Maya V'Kavah L'Nura. The water put out the fire. Klai Yisrael got rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. V'Asa Saira V'Shasa L'Maya. Asa Saira, comes the cow, comes the ox, and puts out and drinks up the water. What's this ox? The shar. The shar is Edom. The Churban Bayis Sheni happened with the chait of Sinas Chinam. That was the shar, like it says in Abba's Nezikin. Shar. That was Edom. They brought the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Sheni. Shasa L'maya put Klai Yisrael into Golos. The Kavah L'Nura. Asa Soira V'Shasa L'maya. Why is Edom Shar? Let's explain. Because we'll be able to appreciate also the next part based on that. Edom is Shar. We find that Esav is Nimshal to Shar. It says that Esav has the Midah of a wild Shar, of a bad Shar. He has a gematria over here also of how Shar matches up. I have to find it. I don't remember now over here. I have to find it. But he has a gematria that matches up of Shar with Esav. So Lamaisa, he brings Makaris and Chazal that Shar is referring to Esav. It could be in the Hemshech, we'll come across it again. What happens is that after the Shar, we have the Sheichet. The Sheichet comes and shechts the Shar. Who is the Sheichet? The Sheichet is Mashiach ben Yoichi. What?
He said he just left.
Who, the Sheichet?
Yosef.
Ah, very good. Yeah, exactly. Mashiach ben Yosef, that's right. Why is Mashiach ben Yosef Sheichet the Shar? Because it says that Yosef is also the Koyach of a Shar. Bechor Shai Roy Hadar Loy, right? We find Yosef is bracha, is that he's compared to a shar. It says, Ba'apam ikru shar, that by Shimon Alevi, with their anger, they wanted to kill. Yosef was compared to a shar. The koyach of shar de kedusha, and it's that shar that is capable of undermining the power of the shar of Tumah, of the tzara acher. And that's what's also referred to in Rashi and Chumash. It says that when did Yaakov Avinu go out of the house of Lavan to meet Esav? Only after Yosef was born. Like it says, Bahaya beis Yaakov Eish, ubeis Yosef Lahava, ubeis Esav Lakash. Esav is compared to straw, and Yaakov Avinu is like a fire. But you need beis Yosef, which is the Lahava, the flame that is able to ignite the straw. It's the koyach of Yosef that's able to undermine the koyach of Esav. And I want to be myself a little bit, based on what we were talking about before, that Lasad Lavo, at the end of days, there's this koyach of being able to bring Mashiach. And it's the idea of the Yisoid, which we know that Yosef represents the Yisoid, and that's the Nisayan, which we see is tremendous, tremendous, tremendous in our times. The Nisayan of Arias, which is something which that's the midah that Yosef a tzaddik, he's called tzaddik for that reason, that he was oimirin because of that nisayon of Arias. And that's the inyan, that's the koyach, which is going to bring the gula. It's not necessarily like all the gdolei mefarshim and the Baalei Emunah have explained, we're not necessarily doing more mitzvahs and better mitzvahs than the Vilna Gaon or the Rambam or the Ramban or many, many gdolim throughout the ages. But the pshat is that because of our terrible nisyonis that we have, and we're oimid in the nisyonis, and we still do the right thing, that gives us tremendous koyach. That gives us tremendous hatzlacha and tzchus to be able to bring Mashiach. So it's this midah of Yosef, which is dafka, the one that's capable of undermining the power of Edom, which brought the Churban. So Mashiach ben Yosef is the one that's going to be able to shecht the shar. And comes the Malach HaMaves, and he's going to shecht the Sheichet. Because like it says, that there's going to be Melchemes Goyg u'Magoyg, and by Melchemes Goyg u'Magoyg, Mashiach ben Yosef will die. And therefore, it's also brought in the Rambam, by the way, in the Akdama. To Parashat Mishnah, to the Parak Chelek and Parashat Mishnayis of the Rambam. It's very kedai for everybody to take a look at that. Very interesting stuff there about Olam Haba and Mashiach and Tzchar Va'Onesh, etc. But the Malach HaMaves killing the Sheichet, the Pshat is that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end and shechts the Malach HaMaves. Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, in the end is going to bring the Gula Shlema. He's going to be able to shecht the Malach HaMaves, the Koyach of the Sam, the Samech Mem, which is the one that comes together with Gog u'Magog. And he's going to, Hashem B'chvara B'atmai, is going to shecht the Malach HaMaves, like it says that we blow the Shofar to be Mebalbel, the Satan. Tosfos says that part of the Indian of being Mevalbel the Satan is that we're going to be, what's it called? We're getting him scared because Taisva says that Lasad Lavo, he knows he's going to be shechted and he's nervous about being shechted. He doesn't want to be shechted. So therefore, he gets very nervous when that shofar is blown. He thinks it's the shofar of Mashiach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Malach HaMaves, Lasad Lavo. And that
What's the makar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Malach HaMaves?
Taisus brings down in Rosh Hashanah when Taisus talks about the reason why we're blowing to confuse the Satan. That's being that as one of the reasons. But this is something which the Vilna Gaon explains over here also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shaychet the Malach HaMavis. He's going to come together with Mashiach Min David, B'yishchait L'samach Mem. And at the end of the song, so it says, Shachal Malach HaMavis, Shachal HaShaychet, B'shachal HaSura, D'shachal HaMayi, D'shachal HaNura, etc. Samen HaMavis, Jezuzi, Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. It seems like the Vilna Gaon maybe only had that at the end of the whole song, he goes back to go through every part of it along the way. Because he says the reason why at this point, Davka, we go through the whole story again and end off with Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, is because that at that point, the Bechira is going to come back to our control, our Schus, and through that, Memela, all of the Brachas, and all of the schusim that come with it, everything in Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba, it's all from the brachas of Yitzchak Avinu that he gave to Yaakov Avinu. But in this interim period, it's being withheld from us to a degree because of Esav, because of our own lack of fulfillment of the mitzvahs. But by us being mitzchazek and by us bringing Mashiach, Bezus Hashem, it's all going to come back to us. And that's why the song goes back all the way till Zabin Abba Betrezuzi Chad Gadya Chad Gadya, because that's when we'll be Zoyche to get all of the brachas and the Bechayra back. We should be Zoyche Bimher Bimenu, Mezvus Hashem, with Mashiach Tzinkedu, and the Gula Shlema. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. Wow.
It's pretty wild, huh? They've only gone. I know he pulls this stuff out. It's unbelievable. It's wild. I'm leaving out the whole section at the end, which he writes about Bias HaMashiach and things that are going to be at that point, because you have to sit down more, with Yishuv Adas.
Part two.
Part two, exactly. That's right. For 12 o'clock.